white outside today. I had about, I don't know, four inches, maybe?
Well, you seem higher. I'm going to say three and a half, and you say four.
Oh, well, I guess a half inch isn't too much. Anyway, we're heading out to Montana with Ken Nelson. I guess I want to call you. Are you extension agent out there yet, Ken?
That's right. I'm the county agent.
County agent, yeah. All right. Well, he's out. Ken, where are you at? And is it McCone County?
McCone County at Circle, Montana. Yes, we're about, I guess, 80 miles west of the North Dakota border.
Well, I know the last time I talked to you, you guys were drier than heck, and the pasture, not much pasture. How is it now?
Well, we really didn't get much for fall moisture at all, but we've darn sure picked up some of that white stuff here in the last few weeks. So we got pretty good snow cover. Of course, as usual, we got a lot of wind with it, so it kind of piled it up, in the areas where you probably don't need it too bad, but and cold. So it's sure winter time here.
Nobody really probably got bothered by that snow, did they? Probably needed some moisture?
Yeah, well, we sure need the moisture, but of course, in livestock country, kind of the painful way to get it is in the form of snow. But no, not too many people are complaining about that part.
Did you, as far as Ken, you do a lot of winter grazing out there, don't they?
Yes, yep. There's a fair amount of that happens, and of course, because of the past season we had with very little rain, we didn't get a lot of grass growth and stuff, so that winter grazing was, in a lot of ways limited, and of course now with the snow, recent stuff that we've had, pretty well eliminated the winter grazing. Obviously some places on some higher hills or whatever that got swept clean, there might be some, but in those places there unfortunately isn't very much grass. So
do they have, are they just hauling the feed to the cattle, or are they bringing the cattle up toward the farmsteads?
Yeah, they're, for the most part, stuff, can be brought in pretty close, but they're sure, some place where they got to get, feed out to where they were at.
How's the feed, is it, did you got enough feed out there?
We hauled a fair amount of feed into the country, but, just because of the dry conditions, a lot of the, just about all of the winter wheat got rolled up in the bales and a fair amount of, spring wheat and that kind of stuff. So, it kind of, I guess the drought kind of did supplement the feed situation in that regard, but, of course, hay, high-priced, expensive to haul in, so everybody's a little bit careful. Try not to haul too much in, but I think there's probably, with the snow now, probably some people wishing they maybe would have hauled in a little more, too.
Well, the hay price isn't outrageous yet this year, but the travel and the haul, like you said, the trucking is kind of puts a bind on it, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, because we had a fair amount of hay hauled in from, Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, and that, and to get quite a few miles on it, it definitely contributes to the cost.
Well, in eastern or western South Dakota was so dry as well, so they're out of feed. They don't have much feed there either.
Right.
Now, when do you start calving, Ken?
Well, typically in this country, in March, middle of March is probably going pretty strong.
So now, do you have mostly the cattle drinking out of groundwater? I mean, out of bodies of water, or do they? Some rural water out there for hookups?
Yeah, we don't have rural water here, but there's been a lot of pipeline developments and stuff, so a lot of groundwater is being used, especially this time of year. There are not too many people, I guess, anymore having to cut ice, but some of them sure are.
Now, do you have are you colder than normal?
It sure seems like it. I don't know. I think the last few days are high. I think we have got, above zero a few degrees. Looking forward, I guess, this weekend, they say we might get up to around 20 or something. So,
wow.
At night, we've been down, the last few nights, about 10, 12 below has been the low. So, could be worse.
Were the cattle in pretty good condition when you're coming into the winter?
Really not that bad. And, of course, I guess I always remember my grandpa telling, on the years when we don't have a lot of grass, it seems like that grass is a little bit better and, does kind of tend to help keep stuff in a little bit better condition than you'd expect. And that's kind of what we've seen here, stuff in a little bit better than it probably should have been.
Well, looking coming up this spring, I know your grass might be a little tight early on in the year. What about your crop? Are you putting in some? Going to put in some more wheat, or what are they doing?
Yeah, we didn't have probably as much winter wheat put in this fall as we normally would, just due to kind of the moisture situation. But with that in mind, that ground that didn't get put into winter wheat will be put into something this spring. And I guess typically speaking, we're probably about 6 weeks off from that. I don't know. I hope it's wet enough that maybe gets delayed a little bit. But we got to remain optimistic.
So do you guys put any row crops in out there?
There's a little bit of corn that in the last 5-6 years kind of started. But of course, due to the price of that the last couple of years, there's been a little bit less. But and that's about it as far as row crop, really.
So I guess the big thing is get rid of some of that snow. But I guess since there isn't much of grazing underneath there, you're basically just hauling hay to them.
Pretty much what's going on right now, yes.
Do they bring? They don't bring them up to the yard at all. They just kind of let them go out in the ravines, or what?
It depends on the operation. The big outfits with a lot of cattle, they probably a lot of them don't get too close to the home place. But the smaller outfits probably not a lot different than there in eastern South Dakota. Smaller outfits bring them in pretty close to home, and those outfits probably don't have a lot of winter grazing anyway. Figure on. Doing more, just feeding through the whole winter.
So they planning on more snow coming out that direction?
I just got back from vacation. I've done Arizona for a few days, or several days, I guess, and I haven't really checked on the local weather other than just what it is right now. So I don't know what too far out to really tell you.
Well, I'm planning on going down there in a few weeks, so is that nice?
We got rained on 3 days when we were down there, and that was fun. We had to drive to the desert to see it rain.
So. Yeah. Did you take your golf clubs?
No, I took my trap gun.
Okay. Tracy just stepped in the... Remember Tracy Larson back when you were in South Dakota? You haven't been gone that long, have you?
I've been gone over 17 years from
Holy
South
cows.
Dakota.
That's amazing. Tracy, have you been there that long? Are you that old?
I'm young, Chuck. I'm young. But yes, I remember Ken very well.
Hi, Tracy.
How are you doing?
Doing all right, yes. Not really enjoying the winter, but we're getting through it.
I just come through your country about 2 days ago, so you guys got a lot of snow out there.
Yes, more than normal.
Yep.
Well, Ken, I'll let you go. Thanks for joining me, and we'll talk to you again maybe this spring and see what the crops are going to do and see if we can get them get some grass growing out there.
That sounds like a winner to me.
All right, Ken. You have a good day, and enjoy your winter.
You too. Thanks, all right. Al.
Yep. And that's Ken Nelson out in Macon County, County Agent. You got me off, Mark. That's okay.
No, you're good.
Okay, that's good.
It's sports season. While listening to the game on this station, you'll catch the Game Temp, brought to you by Active Heating and